This is your reminder that no matter where you are, no matter what your goals are, no matter what you want to accomplish, no matter how far you think you have to go to get there, you can do it. You have the power to change your life. You really do. I know sometimes circumstances seem like they're all piling up against you, and it seems like one thing is adding on to another, and it's almost like, why is this happening? What is the point of all of this? And I want to remind you that it really doesn't matter, okay? Nothing really matters. Your life experience, your journey, that's what matters. So whatever you can do now in this moment to feel better, to make a different choice, to have a different reaction, that is going to slowly get you in the right place at the right time to get what you want to get. But remember that in order to change for the better, you have to be so sick and tired of this old, boring story that you've already created. You have to say, you know what? I'm over it. That's what it has to be. It can't just be like, oh, I want to improve, but the way that I am now, it's so comfortable, it's so safe. No, you can't be in that feeling of comfort. You have to be sick and tired of it. And it's not this feeling of rage, right? Oftentimes we make these rash decisions when we're really emotional, but when you get to the point of change, it's not really an emotional point. I remember like when I got sick and tired of working in my 9-to-5 job, it wasn't like this rage that I had. Even though I had experienced moments of anger and despair and questioning, why did I get into this career? What, I could have started my own business by now. Like, what am I doing? How am I going to be successful? Like, even though I did have these feelings, when I actually ended up making the switch, it wasn't from a place of anger. It was just, I knew I deserved better. And I was like, you know what? I'm over this. It's not that I want to argue. It's not that I'm angry. I'm genuinely, my soul is over this shit. Like, I can say that with a smile on my face and say, you know what? I'm done. I will no longer accept anything that isn't on my level. And when I say, oh, it's not on my level, I'm not trying to say that something is below me or above me. It simply means it's not in alignment with me. It's not on my wavelength. It's not for me. It's not that it's bad. It's not that it's good. No, it's just not for me. And when you make this radical kind of shift in your mindset and you say, you know what? It's not about what everyone else says. It's not about what I think is good, what I think I should do. What do I actually want? If I were left to myself to do whatever it is that I wanted to do, like, what would I actually do? How would I live my life? What is the purpose for me being here? You are not here to do, accomplish. You're here to live your life. So yes, I love all these accomplishments that I've made, and I still have so many more goals to reach and so many more accomplishments that I want to do. And I love waking up and doing things, of course, but I know that there's like a deeper purpose, there's a deeper meaning, and you have to be so sick of what is currently happening in your life in order to change. I see this a lot, especially in like relationships, when you have certain patterns of picking the same guys or girls or having the same kind of arguments in your relationships, the same kind of patterns just keep repeating over and over again until you finally decide that you will no longer tolerate this. And this does not look like giving your partner an ultimatum. This does not look like yelling and arguing and saying, I'm sick of you, F you, I'm done with your ass. Like, no, if you're having that kind of emotional reaction still, you haven't gotten to that point. Because when you get to that point of no return, that point of like right before you do that final shift and that you finally open yourself up to actually quantum leaping. And quantum leaping is just a fancy word that I use to say you completely change your life, like your paradigm completely shifted. There's of course scientific things associated with quantum leaping, which I'm not gonna get into in this video. I'm simply talking about it from an energetic standpoint, the feeling that you wake up and you feel like a completely different person. You feel like you've leaped bounds and, you know, made so many realizations or so many new embodiments in your day-to-day life that you feel like a completely different person, and you are seeing different things in your reality. So that's what I mean when I say quantum leap. I do want to make a video that's more like science terms, but honestly, that's boring, and we know there's science to back it up. So if you want to do your own research, go ahead. Maybe I'll make another video in the future and I'll bring out like the actual evidence, scientific proof, but when you know, you know. When you know, you know. But you have to get to that point where you're like so sick of it, so over it, that you have no more words left. You have no more argument left. You have no more anxiety, stress, anger. You're not even sad anymore. You're just kind of like done. You're done. You need to get to that point. If you are not at that point yet, you can fabricate it. You can say, you know what, maybe I'm not emotionally there yet, but I'm going to just act as if I am there and stop with the emotions, stop with the overreactivity and the yelling and the screaming and the victim mindset and just move differently. You can do that. But a lot of the times we have to keep suffering. We have to keep putting ourselves in these situations where we get that bad luck, we get these bad relationships, we get these things happen to us until we finally get to a point where we're really just emotionally, like on a cellular level, we are done with it. I know in terms of relationships, that's exactly what happened to me like 2 years ago before I started dating my boyfriend. When I tell you I had been in on and off relationships, I've been that girl that's like in the situationships with these guys that are like not faithful, not honest, so disrespectful, and I'm sitting here making excuses, like ignoring red flag after red flag. Like I've been there, honey, I've been there. That's why I advise people on this, because I'm like, you know what, I've been there. I know emotionally what that feels like, and I know how to get you out of that because you don't need that, right? But it didn't change for me, even though I was like angry. I'm like, no, I deserve better. I deserve better. I deserve better. This is enough. Never again, never again. Even though I was still having those emotional reactions, nothing actually changed until I was calm. Because when you're emotional, it's easy to be manipulated. It's easy to be like that bipolar energy where you're like on a super high and then you're on a super low and then you're really happy and then you're really sad and anxious because he didn't text you back, but then he finally texted you and you're like, oh my god, my life is solved, all my problems are solved. Well, that emotional cycle, it's not healthy, and it's not a place where you can actually make real decisions for your life or decisions that are actually going to stick. Because when you're super angry and you say screw you to someone, then you calm down and you're like, oh, I mean, I guess it was fine. I need to see their point of view, their perspective, blah, blah, blah. And then you put yourself in the situation again, even though you were so angry 5 minutes ago. This is not normal behavior. It's not healthy. You need to make decisions from a place of calm. So once you have gotten that emotional rise, and you feel like your blood is boiling and you're like angry about something, you know you deserve better, take that moment to breathe it out. Figure out what your best case scenario is. I talk about this in all of my manifesting videos, like figuring out what your ideal scenario is and starting to energetically embody that, so that way you can act accordingly. Because when we're still in the energy of getting taken advantage of, getting screwed over, getting manipulated, we become the reciprocal of that. We become that nasty negative emotion that was being thrown at us in the first place. So in order to actually manifest better and not fall into that trap, you need to be calm. And staying calm is hard. It's easier said than done. I know that, babe, but like have some emotional control. This is something you're gonna have to work on. It's not gonna be easy at first, but you need to calm the F down and make a decision that actually works for you. And when you make that decision, you need to stick to it. Because each time you go back on your word and you go back to your ex, or you go back to that situation that is just not serving you, you are telling yourself that you don't matter. You are telling yourself that, oh, it doesn't matter what I say because I don't mean it. It's fine. Someone else can just convince me otherwise, even after I've made a decision. That is not good. That is not good. But like I said, once you get to that point of like, I'm done, there's really nothing anyone can say. This point goes through not only the circumstances that happen to you, but also the inner work that you're doing. So let's say you're doing inner work around your romantic relationships, or around your career, or your life in general. And in the moment, your situation's not changing. Maybe you're moving the same way, but you're doing that inner work. Eventually, you're gonna get to a point where like your inner work is going to be conflicting with your current reality. And so you will have to make a decision to let go of the situations that are not serving you, let go of the people that are not serving you, the habits that are not serving you. There's going to be a point where your inner work gets to a certain level, and then you start to really see your reality and you're like, oh crap, something has to actually change. When you start to see those patterns within yourself, that is like the magic point where then you need to really reflect inward and make a decision that is good for you. Don't go into the victim mindset of, oh, poor me, look at all these bad things that happen in my life. It's just a trap. That is a trap. It's a trap that's gonna keep you there in that victim situation. The same situation that is so stressful, that emotional feeling that you're getting is gonna keep manifesting that situation. You need to be calm and you need to make a decision as to what you want. There is no such thing as good luck, bad luck, toxic people out of nowhere. Like, all these things happen because you did something to call them in. You did something to let it happen in some way. And I'm not blaming you. I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm saying that it's a good thing because now you have the power to say no more. No more. So I just wanted to come on here really quickly and remind you that if you are doing the inner work, maybe you've been watching my content for a while and you've been doing the journal prompts, maybe you're in one of my courses and you're like enjoying the videos and you feel like you're doing the work but you're not seeing the shift yet, there's some decision you need to make, okay? There's some self-acceptance, some shadow work, some inner work, personal growth, some mindset shift, something that you need to say, okay, this is it. I choose this. And you need to go all in on that decision. And anything that doesn't align with that decision needs to go. It needs to go. So that thing that you're like, no, but it's fine, but it's fine, this is the exception. No, it's time, it's gotta go. It's gotta go. Because how long are you gonna sit here and complain about the same thing? You have to make a decision, okay, babe? Now, I'm here to help you. I'm here as your resource. You know I have all these courses that guide you in any way you would want to be guided. And if you want to go a step further and chat with me one-on-one, I'm happy to give you some tough love and tell you what's up and help you out a little bit. But with that being said, you are able to do this all on your own. You don't need anybody else, okay? Anything that you get from outside, it's just a bonus. It's just extra help, right? But you don't need it. You don't need any advice. You don't need anything from anybody else. You don't need validation. It feels nice, but you don't need it. So if you feel like having it, having someone coach you, having a course to take, having something extra will help you get to that next level, then just make the investment already and stop wasting time. Because the longer you wait, the longer you're delaying that thing that you actually want. And the more you are building evidence to support that negative story that you don't even want. Because when you stay in the same cycle over and over, you keep getting proof. You keep getting proof as to what is your life. Versus when you say, no, this is not my life, I don't choose this. It takes a minute to reprogram. I admit it. I've experienced it. It takes a minute. It's not easy at first. But once it starts clicking and you start seeing the results, you realize it's so freaking worth it. It's so worth it. It's like I've been in situations where anyone else looking into it would say, oh my God, Patty, I feel so bad for you. I can't believe that happened to you. And I'm still like, oh, I'm glad that happened. You know, it was my fault that happened. Or like, I know how I could have avoided it. Or now I know I learned my lesson. Right? And everyone else is like, no, no, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. I'm like, I know it's not my fault. I don't blame myself, but I know how I can make it better in the future. That's the kind of mindset you need to have. It's not your fault. It's not about, oh, poor you, or you're so bad, you're so terrible. No, you are great. You're amazing. You're alive. You're here. Look at you. You're beautiful. You're handsome. You're smart. You're intelligent. You're taking the time to better yourself. Good for you. But actually do something. Don't just sit here watching these videos. Do something. So I challenge you to put in some action today. You know, really reflect on all your current habits, reflect on your current relationships, see where you can kind of remove people, like, or remove things, or remove anything that's like stagnant, weighing down on you, just not beneficial for you. It doesn't mean that the thing is bad. You don't have to demonize it and say, oh, I hate eating cake. Cake is so bad because cake made me fat, right? Like, you don't have to demonize the thing. You can still enjoy the thing when it's appropriate and still have your cake, but you understand that, okay, in order for me to have my body goals, I can't eat cake every day. Okay, if I was happy being overweight, then I could eat cake every day, but I'm not. I want to be lean. I want to be healthy. I want to have stamina. I want to be able to keep up with my friends and family, you know? So in order to do that, there's certain sacrifices I have to make, but those sacrifices are worth it because you know what you want and you've made the decision. Okay, so make the decision. Don't wait. Just do it. Go all into whatever it is. Create those boundaries for yourself. Not only are boundaries here to protect you from others, but they're here to protect you from yourself. Sometimes we have to create our own rules because there's so many rules out there and not all of them apply to us, right? I mean, of course, there's like the law that you have to follow in order to not get arrested. But beyond the law, there's so many little rules and norms and habits that people find commonly socially acceptable, and not all of them apply to us. Some of them are good for us, some of them aren't really necessary. So figure out what rules, what boundaries you need to set for yourself. Figure out what commitments you need to make, the things you need to remove. Figure out if you're even ready to make this change. Okay, I know you want to change your life, but if you're not willing to make the sacrifices and you're not willing to make the decision and put yourself in a place of discomfort, then you don't really want that thing. And that's okay. You can stay where you are and that's okay. I don't want you to beat yourself up because you're not like leveling up or you're not making more money or looking better. Like, it doesn't matter, right? It's all about what you want. It's what would make your life better. So reflect on that and make those decisions. And remember that if you have any questions or comments, you can always reach out to me through the comment section. You can reach out to me through email, through Instagram, TikTok, wherever. I'm here for you. This is literally my job. Like, this is what I wake up every day to do, is make content, create my courses, give advice, talk to you ladies, talk to you guys, do the best that I can to give you some kind of perspective based on my experience, and I love doing it. So don't be shy, all right? Don't forget to like this video and subscribe for more. I'll see you in the next video, okay? Bye, love you. Mwah.